Kupuna Wiki was previously recorded.
Welcome to Kupuna Wiki, Hawaii's senior resource, the radio show that helps you find answers on important topics like finances, senior housing, estate planning, real estate, health, and much more. Now, let's join Kupuna Wiki hosts, Brandon Lau and Andrew Leon.
Aloha and welcome to the Kupuna Wiki radio show. This month, we are talking about estate planning, and in studio, we have Lori Adamczyk, and she is an attorney with Rulon M. Adamczyk, LLC. And today we're going to talk about the health aspect of life care planning. Kupuna Wiki is Hawaii's senior resource. We talk to the best local professionals in the state regarding topics such as real estate, senior housing, estate planning, finance, and health, so our Kupuna families can find the best resources in the midst of a life transition. We strive to make sure our seniors are informed and supported every step of the way. Thanks for joining us today. I'm Brandon Lau.
And I'm Andrew Leong,
your host for the Kupuna Wiki radio show.
If you missed any of our shows on there, the Kupuna Wiki radio show is available as a podcast and can be found on Spotify, Apple, and Podbean for your listening pleasure. Our title sponsor for today is Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors, providing you with the best real estate information so you can make the most informed decisions. As they like to say, real estate is about choice. To contact them, call 808-753-9033.
And now we have our real estate tip of the week, brought to you by Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors.
If your home features these outgoing design styles, it may be worth considering updates to enhance its market appeal. Modernizing your home's design can attract a broader range of potential buyers and potentially increase its market value. Contacting professionals for advice and assistance in this process can be a strategic move for long-term planning and successful home selling.
For more information on how to prepare your home for the market, contact Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors at 808-753-9033. Again, today we have the pleasure of welcoming back Lori Adamczyk. She is a elder law attorney with Rulon and Adamczyk LLC. Welcome back, Lori.
Thanks, Brandon. Thanks, Andrew.
So good to have you on the show. Now, it's been a while since we last spoke, but for those who haven't heard of yourself and your firm, maybe you can share a little bit with our listeners.
Sure. We are a rather unique firm. We're a life care planning mm-hmm. law firm. It does include estate planning, but we look at our clients from a holistic point of view mm-hmm. and try to help them with more than just legal documents,
right?
Because that's what people need. They yeah. need help with figuring out how they're going to pay for care, how to make good choices for care, mm-hmm. and how to handle personal care issues that come up all the time.
You know, the more I hear about people in their senior years having to plan and encountering certain challenges, the more I realize it involves much more in the planning rather than just, like you said, documents, right?
Exactly.
And so when did you folks decide that you really wanted to focus as a life care planning firm?
Well, from the start.
Okay.
I was a caregiver for my parents some years ago.
Okay.
And I was unprepared, like 99% of adult children are mm-hmm. thrust into a role you're not familiar with. Mm-hmm. And I thought, I can figure this out. I'm a good problem solver, but I was overwhelmed. Mm-hmm. And if I'm overwhelmed, then I know everyone else is overwhelmed.
Right, right.
So it was an easy decision for me.
What are some of the things personally, I guess, that you weren't quite ready for?
Oh, how to hire a caregiver. I tried to do it all myself for a good while, became extremely ill, and realized that I had to ask
you
for help.
Somebody to help you.
Yeah, and then I interviewed caregivers, and in the course of 11 months, I think I had 27 caregivers for AM and PM. Mm. Some quit, some were not up to the job. The very first one I hired lasted the entire length of my mom's life and was her last best friend.
Oh, that's nice.
So I learned a lot about that whole world.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's what we're going to be focusing on today's show is the health aspect of life care planning.
And yes.
I can empathize with you because when it came to, you know, my grandmother and then my mom, same thing. It was, how do you find that right care for them?
Right.
That they can also, you know, appreciate. And I mean, it just has to be a good fit all the way around.
Right. Right. Right.
Now, tell us, in your firm, it's not just, you know, attorneys and other support, you know, but you do have a nurse on staff.
Yes.
Can you share what that's about?
Sure. Why would a law firm have a nurse on staff? That's the key to life care planning.
Right.
It is essential to have a team member with the ability to, who understands the care resources in the community. And in our case, because we have someone who has been trained as a registered nurse, mm-hmm. he's a certified case manager, mm-hmm. he's gone through certification in being an elder care coordinator, he's gone through dementia training.
Wow.
He has
he's a superhero.
Tremendous insight into what people are going through. He was instrumental in helping his own grandmothers mm-hmm. as they aged. And he works with us to help identify the issues,
okay.
and then we work together to make recommendations that cover not only personal care on his side, but the legal issues, the mm-hmm. and the financial issues.
Yeah.
This is a when there is a health problem, mm-hmm. it starts a cascade of big questions.
Right.
And they're all connected.
It's that one domino, and there's so many other things that it affects.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah. Now, what do you call this role that this person plays?
He's an elder care coordinator.
Okay.
He's not a hands-on caregiver of course. A bedside nurse, mm-hmm. but he looks at the overall picture mm-hmm. and monitors how everyone's doing, how the caregivers are doing, how mm-hmm. our clients are being treated,
right.
and just kind of keeps an eye on the whole thing. And then we make changes and tweak our recommendations as needed.
You know, as an employer myself, I'm trying to imagine the job description that you put out there for this individual, and then it's a law firm putting it out there.
Right.
You know.
Right.
How did you define, you know, all the little attributes of this role? And you know, it sounds like this person is a gem, you know.
Well, the first item on the list was you have to have a heart for mm-hmm. Kupuna.
Right.
That was the most important threshold question, because mm-hmm. without that, it's just a job.
Oh,
we
yeah.
need someone who cares, because the care really does impact how mm-hmm. people feel about, you know, continuing following through with recommendations and
right.
all that.
I mean, it should be the common thread throughout
exactly.
everything in your whole life care planning process.
Yes.
Right, is that
yes.
care.
But of course, you know, some firms on the mainland that do this mm-hmm. Bring in a social worker.
Okay.
Sometimes the medical social workers, mm-hmm. others will bring in registered nurses. I know of a few who have hired retired nursing home administrators, so they understand the issues in a care facility.
Mm-hmm.
But it is there is actually a certification course that is offered by the National Life Care Planning Law Firm Association.
Mm.
To help elder care coordinators understand the scope of the job and get up to speed quickly.
Well, that's good. And it sounds like that association is helping to support different firms
yes.
that have the same endeavor.
Yes, yes.
So although you folks have been around for a while, it's not usual, I guess, that a firm would have this concept of a life care planning practice.
We are the only firm
You're the
in
only
Hawaii.
Firm. There
yeah.
we go.
Yeah. We wish there would be more, because we think there is a tremendous mm-hmm. need.
Why do you think it's a difficult proposition for some estate planning firms?
Well, it means that you have to, you know, stop. You have to get out of your lane,
mm-hmm.
broaden your mind to working with other kinds of professionals.
Right.
But doing it in the house has been a real gift. It's given us as attorneys insights we wouldn't otherwise have. I can tell you a quick story. We had a client years ago who we were contacted by the care facility because mm-hmm. the bills weren't being paid.
Oh.
They thought she had dementia. The social workers there thought she had dementia. Our care coordinator went out, looked at the chart, talked to her doctor, had a prescription adjusted, the dosage adjusted. They thought maybe she was being over-medicated. And lo and behold, she checked her hearing aids and the batteries were dead.
Oh, my God.
And if not for that care coordinator going out and doing that, we would not have been able to go back, you know, a few weeks later, interview her. She still had capacity. She
right.
still was able to make decisions. We were able to drop a new power of attorney to have another family member pay her bills. So the facility was happy. And her quality of life went up a notch because she wasn't confused and fuzzy because of the medication. She could hear again.
What a blessing. I mean, disclaimer, I mean, whoever that was, I don't know if it's your current care coordinator, but they're very insightful.
Yes.
They've actually checked, right?
You have to be a good problem solver, right?
But again, even to get to that point, the fact that your firm has an elder care coordinator gave the opportunity for that to be discovered.
Yeah.
Right. So, wow, that's a great story.
And as an attorney, I wouldn't have known that that was the problem.
I don't. But, and even the care facility didn't know.
Care facility didn't know. So here we are. Yeah, here that's why you have to. And this role of care coordinator, elder care coordinator, is really an advocacy role. Mm-hmm. You're monitoring them. You're advocating for them when it's necessary. And you're just continually making recommendations as their care needs change.
Right. Well, Lori, as we come back, I want to hear more about this elder care coordinator role as we continue to talk about the health aspect of life care planning. So we'll talk more about this right after the commercial break.
We'll be back with more Kupuna Wiki right after this.
Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors assists clients in buying and selling their homes by striving to create an easy and seamless transition. With multiple awards spanning most transactions of the year, client service award, and being in the top 100 realtors, Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors wants to provide you with excellent service and care when making a major life decision. Over the years, their agents have greatly enjoyed serving each and every one of their clients as if they were family. Whether you're a first-time homeowner or a senior, they understand the challenges and complexities of the real estate process and want to help you every step of the way. Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors wants to provide you with the most information so you can make the best decision. Because as they like to say, real estate is about choice. Contact Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors today for a free in-person property valuation by calling 753-9033 or email them clientservice@choicehi.com.
Welcome back to Kupuna Wiki on AM 690, The Answer.
Welcome back.
We'll be back.
Welcome back. If you just joined us, we're in studio. We have Lori Adamczyk. She's an attorney with Rulon and Adamczyk LLC. And, you know, Lori, I'm surprised to hear again that you folks are the only one with an elder care coordinator. That makes you folks very unique.
Yes.
Now, a lot of folks may think, well, why would I need someone like that? If I'm going to an attorney to help me plan my estate, mm-hmm. right? Or my mm-hmm. life plan. Kind of share how that elder care coordinator and you would work hand in hand.
It's a very good question. You can go out into the community, hire separate advisors. Mm-hmm. You can hire an estate planning attorney that only does estate planning. You can hire a care coordinator from a number of companies that offer that with perhaps nursing backgrounds or social work backgrounds. You can hire Medicaid specialists. You mm-hmm. can hire Medicaid planning attorneys. They're all under different roofs. They don't all talk to each other because right. it's not a team. It's not a unified team. We talk about our clients every week in a weekly team meeting. We're all on the same page, mm-hmm. which benefits, both sides of the house. Mm-hmm. We had a client some years ago who had a stroke. She was still working, and her daughter was losing her mind trying to figure out, what do I do next? Because they're going to discharge her to home, and I'm not prepared. I work full time. What am I going to do? Mm-hmm. We got involved immediately in helping her with bringing in caregivers, and it turned out her mother had never done her estate planning, so we were able to get that done, and the first thing we did was get a power of attorney drafted so her daughter could take over bill paying and managing her accounts and so forth. There was an incident where once she left rehab and we helped move her into a good care facility because mm-hmm. she was still needing PT and OT. There was a Saturday morning call from this particular lady who'd had the stroke, not the daughter, but the client mm-hmm. herself, saying that the caregiver is so rough. I'm afraid when she comes to bathe me, she's just not a pleasant person, and I don't want her to touch me. And she was like, get me out of here. I don't want to be here. And the care coordinator was able to make a call to the director of nurses right away and report this. And there are no threats made. We basically said, this is one of our clients. We need her to be there. She needs the care you offer. Mm-hmm. But this is an unacceptable situation. And what can you do to help us?
That's an example of the advocacy role that you mentioned you play.
Right. So that immediately put the fire out. Mm-hmm. And a new caregiver was brought in. The other one was, I don't know, sent home or fired or whatever happened to her. I don't know. But the client was happy and, you know, things went back to being smooth. At a certain point, this lady had a second stroke, needed to be moved to a higher level of care, and our care coordinator was instrumental in helping place her. As she began to run out of money, mm-hmm. we got involved in connecting the family with someone who could help her sell a life insurance policy because we knew we were headed toward Medicaid. Mm-hmm. We needed to use up the assets that were available. Mm-hmm. So that worked out quite well. When the time came, we helped with the Medicaid planning and the Medicaid application. Mm-hmm. And this went on. We kept in touch, kept seeing her for years until finally we got involved with hospice selection. And I have to say that she had pictures of her family on her bedside table. And she had our Christmas card picture.
Oh, how nice.
And her family said the only reason we were there is because she looked at us as family.
Oh, wow. That's so nice. You know, and that is a unique role that you play because you are involved in very important and crucial life decisions.
Mm.
I mean, everything you mentioned, you know,
yes.
from her care to, you know, her
estate plan. How to pay for it, yeah.
Her financials. And so I guess that begs a question of... You're much more than just the family attorney, you know?
Right?
Like you become part of the family decision making process.
Right.
So, if individuals are looking to get an estate plan, it should make sense that they'd want to look at your firm as an option because maybe they don't want to go through all those different steps. Because what you're saying is, hey, you can do this a la carte, right?
Right.
Or you can come to the buffet and we can help you with all of these things.
Right. The advantage for older individuals, and we really only work with older adults, but the advantage for the healthy older adults mm-hmm. that don't need care at this point, but they know that at some point they probably will, statistically, it'll happen. It's a gift to their kids to proactively plan.
Right.
So when the emergency happens, their kids know who to call.
Mm-hmm.
They know we have the finances, we understand the health background, we can advocate. You know, we can be involved to help guide the children and the client, who may or may not be able to help themselves laying in a hospital bed, to make good decisions into the future. So this proactive planning is really critical to helping people avoid a lot of pain, a lot of heartache.
Mm-hmm. You know, that proactive part is... in terms of the healthcare aspect, is huge because you don't want to catch something when it's too late.
Right.
You don't want to just deal with the problem, but maybe you can help mitigate that problem from ever coming about by being proactive, right?
Well, you know, our care coordinator has frequently said, you don't go buy fire insurance after your house burns down.
Yeah.
Right?
Now, does he go up and wake people up at 6 o'clock and help them to do their exercises too, or no?
No, but we recommend people who can do that.
Right.
You know, we have contacts with lots and lots of providers who specialize in working with older adults.
Right.
And so we don't have a 25-year-old who doesn't understand the older body trying to help a 90-year-old exercise.
Right. We're not going to do a CrossFit routine.
Right.
You know. Now, because your firm is different and unique and you have this elder care coordinator involved, how does the relationship begin and what's the financial component? You know, how do you make payments for these types of services, et cetera?
Well, the process is we work on a fixed fee, mm-hmm. so we don't charge by the hour, which is the standard for most attorneys.
Right.
And it is a 1-year commitment from us, a 1-year contract, mm-hmm. to be there and right. do whatever needs to be done to help you in these areas. The first thing that happens generally is our care coordinator will make a home visit, mm-hmm. Whether that's a residential home or a care home, wherever a person happens to be, and they will do an assessment. They'll mm-hmm. get to know the client, mm-hmm. understand what their environment is. If mm-hmm. it's at home, is it cluttered? Are there stairs? Are right. there problems with things that could increase the risk of falls? Mm-hmm. What are the family dynamics like? Because mm-hmm. if the family is the first line of defense in right. caring for an elderly person, are they on it? Mm-hmm. Or are they in the back bedroom working and not paying attention to how grandma's doing? Right. So this is critical, this first mm-hmm. assessment. It's a quality of life assessment. He comes back and sits down with us. We put together all of our recommendations. Tom will go out, my partner will go out, review estate planning documents, if there are existing ones, make sure that it reflects their current wishes. If it doesn't, he'll talk about changes, changes permitting, depending upon whether or not they have the legal capacity to make them. And we will kind of put our heads together and sit down with them and walk through all of these things that we believe need to be done mm-hmm. to improve quality of life and to make sure that their wishes are documented, a way of maintaining control when they can't, if they can't.
I like what you said when you said quality of life assessment,
mm-hmm.
right? I mean, typically, if you're talking about estate planning, you're walking to an office and saying, I need these documents just in case. But truly, if you want to evaluate your overall life for the next 5-10 years, it's you do take an assessment.
Right.
Right. And the fact that your elder care coordinator has the medical experience and background to assess that aspect of things, which is a huge part of our quality of life.
Yeah.
I mean, that helps you get a much more global perspective. Right?
Well, and a lot of things, if you are still at home, a lot of things can be done in the home mm-hmm. to increase your longevity,
right.
to keep you there longer. If you're willing to make the changes needed mm-hmm. to reduce the risk of falls, which is the number one mm-hmm. thing that it's like the fast lane to the nursing home.
So you're saying, hey, let's help. Increase our client's quality of life so we can have them as a client for a longer period of time. I mean, you want to keep that client, right? Keep them healthy and keep them.
We want them to have confidence that as things happen, they know who to call. Yeah. We can be there to help them.
And you're there yeah. at those critical junctures.
Right, right.
Yeah. Well, we've been speaking with Laurie Adamczyk, and she's an elder law attorney with Rulon and Adamczyk LLC. And Laurie, we've just gained so many insights from you on the healthcare aspect of life care planning. And if somebody out there wanted to give you a call and figure out, hey, is this something that would be beneficial for myself or my loved one, how can they reach out to you?
Well, they can email us. You can email me at laurie@rulon-adamczyk.com. Mm-hmm. You can Google us and pull up our website.
Mm-hmm.
There is a contact page on our website, which yeah. will allow you to email us directly. And it'll also tell you a lot about the practice, what life care planning is all about, what mm-hmm. we do. You can call us mm-hmm. the simplest way,
yeah.
808-393-6387.
Again, we're speaking with Laurie Adamczyk, and she is an elder law attorney with Rulon and Adamczyk LLC. Laurie, thank you so much for being on our show, for being that expert and advocate on behalf of your clients. Thank you for what you're doing.
Thank you so much.
Coming up next, we have our Kupuna Wiki Classic Trivia.
We'll be back with more Kupuna Wiki right after this.
Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors assists clients in buying and selling their homes by striving to create an easy and seamless transition. With multiple awards spanning most transactions of the year, Client Service Award, and being in the top 100 realtors, Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors wants to provide you with excellent service and care when making a major life decision. Over the years, their agents have greatly enjoyed serving each and every one of their clients as if they were family. Whether you're a first-time homeowner or a senior, they understand the challenges challenges and complexities of the real estate process and want to help you every step of the way. Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors wants to provide you with the most information so you can make the best decision. Because as they like to say, real estate is about choice. Contact Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors today for a free in-person property valuation by calling 753-9033 or email them clientservice@choicehi.com.
Welcome back to Kupuna Wiki on AM 690, The Answer.
Kupuna Wiki is a 501c3 Hawaii nonprofit. And if you're ever interested in volunteering or supporting our show, please call us at 808-792-5188 or email info@kupunawiki.com. And thank you to all the participants who called to last week's Kupuna Wiki trivia. And last week's question was, what Hawaiian snack has roots in Chinese cuisine and whose name translates to delicious pork thing in English? The answer is manapua. And now this week's Kupuna Wiki trivia question is sponsored by Rulon and Adam Schick LLC.
Which airline offered the first regular commercial flight from the U.S. mainland to Hawaii?
For a chance to win a Lon's gift card, be the first person to call us with the correct answer at 808-792-5188.
Again, we'd like to thank this segment sponsor, Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors, providing you with the best real estate information so you can make the most informed decisions. As they like to say, real estate is about choice. To contact them, call 808-753-9033.
Well, thanks for joining us today on the Kupuna Wiki Radio Show, Hawaii Senior Resource. We strive to make sure our seniors are informed and supported every step of the way. Again, I'm Brandon.
And I'm Andrew.
And we'll see you back next time on the Kupuna Wiki Radio Show.
You've been listening to the Kupuna Wiki radio program. If you'd like more information about today's topics, please call us at 792-5188. That's 792-5188. Or visit us online at kupunawiki.com. Until next time, aloha.
The preceding program was sponsored by Kupuna Wiki, Hawaii's senior resource.